you were banished because you were clumsy.
Yes, I might be saying that. Annie? And big, 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 big,
the Star Wars Guys podcast. As always, we are your hosts, Mike.
Hello there.
Myself, Nate. Hello there. And you know him well. Uncle.
I was waiting to see.
Hello there.
Doesn't everyone know him so well at this point? I love it.
I mean, listen, if you don't know him
very well.
The very first time I was on. You know him well. I was like, what?
you know him well, making his internet debut.
Meanwhile, on the podcast.
Yeah, what's going on, everybody? Welcome back to the show. Joe, say hello there.
Well, hello there.
That was I want to say Child Obi-Wan, which we never got. Maybe that's something we talk about.
No, I love it. I love it. Welcome, everybody. We're going to be talking about stories we'd like to see. Star Wars stories we'd like to see in the future. Could be projects, could be a game, could be a show, could be whatever. Things that we want to see in Star Wars. Just going to have some fun with it. So if you're watching live, throw some of your ideas in the chat. What do you want to see? It could be an era, Old Republic, High Republic.
Could be as specific or as broad.
It could be a certain character you want to deep dive on, a movie, a show, whatever it is. And then we're just going to, you know, speculate and come up with some stories and dive into it.
Yeah.
Mike came up with a topic.
Yes. Well, you mean with the topic for the podcast?
Or for tonight's episode. I was going to ask, was there something specific in mind that you had when you thought of that?
Oh, I have some specifics. But before we get to that, this is a little chit-chat. Sometimes people do chit-chat before they get into deep topics on their podcast.
Yeah, yeah.
And as someone who's on a podcast, just like the two of you, I thought that we could engage in a little chit-chat. So this is a very smooth
chit-chat.
Way
perfectly
of getting some spontaneous chit-chat.
Set up.
No, this is actually a little bit of a, not really news, but I saw this was kind of going around. This was funny. I wanted to bring this up because I know that we would get a kick out of it. Sebastian something or other. I don't remember the guy's name. It's not Maniscalco. But or the crab. It's
or
not Sebastian
Shaw.
The crab either.
Saw that.
Everyone's favorite Sebastian.
Under the sea. Ariel.
It's the actor who plays Axe Woves. Had a very funny video going around. He was interviewed and he was talking about his character and how much he loved, like, the people got to see more of him this year and learn a little bit more about him. And he was basically asked, like, when a character gets a greater opportunity like that, do you also dive into the character's, like, backstory more or learn more about them than you did in, like, your brief kind of,
introduction.
In season two. And he said, yeah, it was awesome. Like, as someone who's a big Star Wars fan, I was really excited. With some people, I guess he had said on a different podcast somewhere, but he said, some of you might have heard recently I was sharing a story that's about how Axe Woves got his name. Actually comes from George Lucas himself on the day he visited the set. And I thought this was really funny.
Wow.
He said the day that George Lucas visited the set in whether it was season one or season two, he said this comes from Filoni, because Axe, the character who plays Axe Wolves, said, I didn't hear this from his mouth, but Filoni told me directly that this is why the character is named Axe Wolves.
Yeah.
And he said they're sitting there and George is on set, and they're kind of looking around, and kind of spontaneously out of nowhere, George turns to Dave and says, you know, we should have a character named Axe Wolves. And Filoni goes, wow. He just goes, yeah, okay, that sounds great. He's like, yeah, isn't it? It's a pretty cool name, Axe Wolves. And they're like, yeah, sure.
It's awesome.
He's like, so we had a Mandalorian character. He said, it'll be Axe Wolves. George's like, yeah. It's so funny because it's,
you know, we should have a character named Axe Wolves.
Awesome. He just said we should, and
just out of the
led
blue.
Into, and so he said, so it was out of the blue. It wasn't even like, hey, that character should be named this. It was
just a character.
You know, you should have a character. You should. He's kind of give a little bit
you
of a, like, you should have a character named Axe Wolves.
It's a,
like,
good name.
Oh, okay. Like, sounds good. And then the final part of this is, I then saw a tweet
That's
on
great.
Twitter related to this that someone had posted this video and said, I love that in, like, 2023, the majority, or, like, in most recent years, the majority of George Lucas stories we get are something that's like, hey, This character will be named Beebity Doobity. And everyone's like, genius, genius, George, genius. It shall now be Beebity Boobity. Like, George can say anything at this point, and everyone's like, it came from George. This is now true canon. This is the best.
Yeah.
It's George.
It is a good name.
It's a great name.
Sounds like Star Wars.
This reminded me, and this is Axe the final Wolf. Piece of this. I was talking with our older brother, Matt, who is in town, and Matt was saying he remembers hearing a number of years ago a funny story about, I think it was for a video game, that one of these video games wanted, this was, again, years ago, I think it was pre-sale to Disney, and it was, they wanted George, like, George would give a stamp of approval for certain books or certain projects.
Yeah.
And it, like, meant a lot to be like, oh, George approved of this character. George yeah. had a little influence. And just even saying that George Lucas was on set for The Mandalorian, people were like, oh, he's not really influencing a ton, maybe, but he's there, and so he kind of approves of it. And yeah. a number of years ago, there was a, I can't remember which project it was. They were naming a bad guy for, they're naming a bad guy for, like, the big bad of the game. And the story is, like, that the creators of the game had a name that was like, they weren't sure if they loved the name yet, and they were like, here's kind of a,
but had one in
we
mind.
Have this on, you know, we have this kind of stored away
names
if we can't think of one.
Because yeah. they never sound right, but they never, you're like, is that
and you're not,
sound right?
So they yeah. were excited.
Is it too weird? Is it too normal?
Yeah. right. So they're big bad. They were excited because George was coming to set, and they were like, we're going to ask George, awful. Not yet in advance, we're not even going to ask him if he likes our name. We're just going to ask, like, what do you think this character, like, if it was you, well, like, we need a name for a good, big, bad character. Do you have a good name? And this is a true story. George said, he thought about it, and George said, well, he's bad. Maybe Darth, kind of like Darth Icky. And they were like, trying not to laugh, but then they found out he was serious. Yeah. So Darth Icky. And then he was like, and then he waited for a while and pondered, and he said, or like, if you want to get a little more out there, maybe like Darth Insanius. And they're like, oh, okay, yeah, that's, yeah, no, that's, yeah, of course. And they're like, we're doing our own thing.
So right.
In an actual true moment, this is just how we know even George and all of his in his great wisdom created stuff, he's also capable of coming up with Darth Icky.
Well, yeah.
And yeah,
it's,
yeah.
It's
you
know, hilarious.
Put him on the spot.
Darth Icky.
Great ideas are like, I mean... You're more likely to make the Baseball Hall of Fame. You fail 7 out of 10 times, and you're in the Hall of Fame.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You're going to get 1 out of 10.
It doesn't mean every single.
Jabba the Hutt doesn't jump off the page to me. Boba no. doesn't really.
Yeah.
It feels right now.
Yeah, yeah, it feels right after knowing now. The characters. And
still closer than Icky, though. Yeah. I don't know about that.
Icky. Well, he's bad, so Darth
so, I thought you could say Darth Bad Guy.
That guy.
You want to hear my Star Wars name philosophy?
Yeah.
You can do this at home, by the way. It's a little Star Wars Guys home game.
You love that.
Coming to a home game.
Star Wars Guys home game.
Star Wars Guys home game. Star Wars Guys. So what you do is you just take your first name and you change either the first or the last letter and you go through the alphabet till it sounds Star Wars. So for me, Uncle's my name. I can't give away my name. So
yeah,
Nathan.
Uncle.
We could say Jathan, Star Wars.
Ah.
Or change the last letter, Nathar, Star Wars.
Oh, that's great.
The trick is to not make something completely new. It's got to be a variation. So if you just change either the last letter or the first letter, you're going to get
Star Wars. What do we got for Michael?
Maybe this is what we do the whole cast. We just keep coming up with names.
Zykel.
Or the last one, Mikar, Mikan.
Mikan.
George Mikan. That's
George Mikan.
I heard of that.
I'm doing the Mikan drills.
Yep, or you can add a syllable, Michaelar.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Oh, wait a second.
And you have to do the hand thing.
You have to do the hand thing.
You got, or you can take a letter off for like
you're
Joe.
You're doing the Trump playing the accordion thing.
Oh.
You're doing the accordion. Oh. You're playing DeSantis.
Michaelar.
This way. Michaelar. This
way.
Trump just plays the accordion. In and out.
Trump does the wall. DeSantis does the accordion. Yes. So yeah, you can make up
here
put
you
your
go.
Put your name in the chat there, Chaz. See how I did that?
Oh yeah,
I like that.
Char.
Char. What we got for Joe?
Joe just has a lot of great Star Wars names that
That's
sound.
True.
How about Jome?
Ooh, Jome.
No.
Jome. Jome Razdom.
Jome.
I love
the
it.
Secret
this is
to
great.
Not think. Joe yeah. Light Sith Icky.
Light Sith Icky.
Light Sith Icky.
George, if you're listening, throw
he's a Sith.
Light, give us
a
Sith.
But he's on the light
side
of the
Sith.
Light
Icky.
He's on the light side of the dark side. Dark he's Icky. Light Sith
there's
Icky.
Balance. There's Light Sith and then there's Sith.
There's like, what's our Dungeons and Dragons? Like, is it like, what's the something neutral? Like, it's
oh,
your
yeah.
allegiance. But there's like, you have far, you have a little bit more kind of restraints. So
yeah,
be,
you could be lawful or chromatic.
Lawful or chromatic. So or now you've got.
Sorry,
this,
chaotic. This, you're not colorful.
You're chromatic.
You could be chromatic good. I just love color.
What are you? Monochromatic good.
Oh my I only goodness. See black and white, good or bad.
Speaking of black and white,
absolutes.
Wizard of Oz. We'll talk
true,
about later.
Man.
Oh, we true. Will talk
can
about
I
later.
Can I clear something up real quick? I don't hate The Wizard of Oz. It's just a bad movie. That's all.
Every time he softens the blow, he comes back harder.
There's a lot of bad movies that I love. It's not a good movie.
Hey.
Not good.
I went to Wicked recently.
Not time, good. Is a, time has not been yeah. a friend to The Wizard
to
of
the
Oz.
To The Wizard of Oz, yeah.
That is,
I don't know.
That's
I like it.
So welcome back to the Star Wars Guys podcast. Yeah. Well, I guess we'll officially start.
You said you had
now
you had
that we got our chit chat out of the way.
There you go.
That's how the pros do it. They make it
that's
look
how
effortless.
The pros do it.
That's how the pros do it.
Have you noticed on these talk shows though the chit chat does not? It just feels so fake.
Oh, it's so fake.
Oh yeah.
It doesn't even look right.
Oh, you can tell.
Like, okay.
Because you know a lot of
now,
these.
Tell me, is this true? Did this actually? And then they're
yeah,
just
yeah.
right
so,
into
so that's,
it.
No, I'm on, we're riding on the train, right? No, this gets. Oh, please.
Yeah.
Just drink your
I also
no,
love,
he didn't know I was going to ask.
He did not
him.
Know.
I love when the. Total surprise. When the, like, the late night host is clearly setting up. Because maybe a lot of people don't know this at home, but we
right.
know that these people come in, even like not actors. They come in, a lot of them have comedians who actually write bits for them for their show
mm-hmm.
to make sure they have a good appearance. So yeah. a lot of them work,
yeah.
co-write with you know
yeah.
people from SNL, from different people
now
that
you
help them.
Recently a children's birthday party, is that right?
Is
yeah,
that right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is yeah. that right? Well, is that well, wacky?
Wacky
is that
wild
wild
stuff.
Wild? Well, that's weird stuff. Yeah, that's Johnny Carson for everyone who's 100 who watches us.
everyone over the age of 70 who watches our podcast.
100 watching
very
us.
Very small
that is,
subset.
I just didn't want, you know...
What's the Venn diagram?
I didn't want
no Johnny Carson.
I didn't want. Well, it's I didn't want Edna May from Wisconsin who watches us every single week. Now,
what's our
God.
Demographic
my
of
mom
listeners?
Had a friend named Edna May.
It's a great name.
Yeah,
the crossover of Star Wars yeah. Carson fans.
Star Wars Carson fans.
Let's next,
not Carson
next,
Teva. Johnny
no, no,
podcast,
no.
Johnny Carson Teva.
We're gonna have a new. We're gonna have a new segment. It's called the Venn diagram segment. We're gonna try to think of a Venn diagram that is zero people in it.
Oh.
Okay.
Oh.
Yeah.
And it has to be three segments, and it has to be zero people. Joe, you can get in it, too.
I love
it. Trying to think of a Venn
diagram.
I think
I may have found it.
It has to be real stuff. Like, you can't say been on the moon and, you know, starred in a Star Wars movie. It has to be, like, a real subset.
Can't be an impossible.
Zero people in it.
Yeah.
It's easy. You could do it.
Oh,
you
yeah.
You could do it.
You could do it at home. In the chat right now, post your Venn diagrams. And, yeah, so...
You said you had. You said you had a few.
The main idea for this podcast, yeah. Well, when we're talking about what
ideas.
Are things, actually, the idea behind the podcast topic tonight of what we would like to see, came from a number of different things. I was thinking of what are things that are around the bend, Star Wars wise. Right now, we've got Ahsoka coming out. We've got in the near future, we'll have
Andor season
more
two.
Mandalorian storytelling, whether
Acolyte,
with movie
crew.
And stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Acolyte
skeleton
crew. Possibly, I know Tales of the Jedi was renewed for another season.
Yep.
We obviously just recently had Visions.
Bad Batch.
Bad Batch. We have another Bad Batch. So I was thinking, well, you have a lot coming, which is great. We also have those three movies that were announced. We don't have specific dates on those. But I was thinking, a lot of people are always, you always get people that hear one of those and go, oh, I wish it was this. And like immediately,
right.
people, especially nowadays, people, we have so much more storytelling than ever. And yet, if somehow someone's like, oh, you're never doing the stuff I want. Okay. So what I was thinking is what do us who are here who don't
what do
necessarily
we want?
Say
tell
this
what
is what should happen because we don't
right.
ever like doing that or this is a big mistake. You shouldn't do this project. There's some that we're really excited about. There's some that I'm like, I'll be the first to admit when Andor like 5 years ago was announced, I didn't think I'm not interested, but I thought that's an
interesting
choice.
Yeah.
Like, to take a smaller kind of side character that mm-hmm. wasn't explored a ton during Rogue One and go, we have The Mandalorian and we have Andor, these two shows coming out.
Yeah.
And it was like, wow, yeah, this is just seems like, wow, we're not doing like a yeah. Luke thing or a Vader thing or a Rey thing or a, like, and it obviously was a home run and hit. So
yep.
The idea for this started with that of what are some things that we think in either eras we're already familiar with. I know Uncle kind of had the idea before Tales of the Jedi ever took Uncle's idea, which I believe they stole from Uncle.
Stole it.
Do you remember what your pitch was? Like like missing pieces or like
yeah,
filling in the gaps?
Star Wars moments.
Star Wars moments.
It's supposed to take things that were important and give us the thing that happened
filling
before.
Filling the gaps.
Give us the context.
Like filling
or
the gaps.
After
yeah.
The one, you know, we talked about this at home today. What my son, Micah, said, what happened when, we know Palpatine survived. What happened when he fell down the shaft?
Exactly.
Right.
Well, show us
We'd
that.
We'd love to see.
Show us that moment, which we may get to see when Ahsoka.
Like, it would be like shorts.
Ahsoka finds out that Vader,
yeah,
and Anakin turned back to the light. Those we're yeah. gonna see those things. So
that was kind of the idea yeah. of yeah. that.
Tales of Jedi is doing that.
Tales of Jedi,
Tales
is,
of
doing
Jedi is doing that.
So
stole your idea.
Yeah, stole the idea. So I mean, I'll kick it off because we had a little
kick it off.
Right at the very beginning, you kind of had a good idea of.
Yeah.
I would love to see. I know we try not to always be in the same era of storytelling, but we've never seen. There are some novels that have gotten into a little bit, but we've never seen in animation or elsewhere. Obi-Wan pre
Phantom
Menace.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
And just young see Obi-Wan. A little bit. I'm not saying it's the number one thing on my list, or if I was head of Lucasfilm, this is the first thing. But also, I'd love to see.
And we
some
learned
more.
A little bit more about him too. He had a brother.
Yeah, he had a brother. Well. There's also yeah had a brother and we have seen some younger Qui-Gon stuff in some novels but also in Tales of the Jedi we got Qui-Gon
we got a
Dooku
little bit, yeah mm-hmm.
But I'd love to see the first
I'll bet you
I know
that's
I
in
read
there.
A book recently where there's
that
where
might be Tales of the
there's
Jedi
some of that
because he was
I'd love
trained
to see
by
it
Yoda at some point.
What if the new Tales of the Jedi has? What if Obi-Wan's one of the focuses on Tales of the Jedi?
I would love to see Yoda
and it's,
Obi-Wan
and it's
training.
You know how they kind of like show different time periods?
Yeah.
In Tales of the Jedi, they kind of skip a little bit. Mm-hmm. What if they show like younger, but then they also show time stuff going on when he's watching Luke, and then after maybe when he's,
oh yeah,
Dagobah with Yoda or
That'd
something.
Be cool.
That'd be
kind of
cool.
Did you see Deborah Chow pretty much shut down? There being
a
continuation.
Which makes sense. I would never expect that. I never expected a Kenobi 2 because they wrapped up the story. They told the story they wanted to tell.
We had Obi-Wan. We can't have Obi 2.
That's true.
It's just too
That's just too many Obis.
You just can't do
Be
it.
The great. I don't know about Obi 2.
Darth Icky.
By the way, it's a great dog name. Yeah, dog Kenobi, I think, is a great name.
It is a great
Kenobi
name.
Is really good.
It is real good.
That's good.
Okay. Yeah.
So that's just the way to start off.
Obi-Wan.
I've got more.
I like it.
We can go around circles. We can chime in. We can do.
I think we've talked a lot about this on the podcast in the past, but for me, I would say there's always been a big focus on some canonized, you know, either animated show or live action Old Republic era. I've just always liked it just from playing Knights of the Old Republic, kind of growing up with those games and stuff. It's always been very fascinating, and not that it needs to be those stories, but kind of that time period is a cool time period, and they officially recognize it, well, the Old Republic as a canon part of the timeline. Mm-hmm. They announced it with like their stuff, so they've got ideas for it. We know we have that movie that's coming out that's supposed to be 25,000 years before.
Yeah,
that's
Phantom
supposed
Menace,
to be
so.
Pre. That's before,
Old Republic. Old Republic. So
I think they're rebooting.
I like
game.
That.
Did you hear about this?
What's that?
I think they're
the
rebooting
game, right?
The game.
Oh, the remake.
They're going to remake the whole game.
They're supposed to. Yeah. It'd
be kind of cool.
Yeah, it would be cool.
Yeah.
The older
Darth
Republic.
Revan.
The
but
older,
yeah, I would love that.
Just
but
as
I was gonna say, I would love to get some show, whether it's animated or live action, of some High Republic stuff now too.
Yeah.
Now that a lot of that's coming together with. The novels, but also the tie-in with Jedi Survivor. For those that have played Jedi Survivor, there's a lot of High Republic stuff involved in Jedi Survivor, and it was really cool playing the game and watching the storyline kind of play out, and you're like, oh, we're actually seeing like High Republic on screen. Like, it's animated, basically, is what you're watching.
Yeah.
You're like, oh, this is...
Yeah.
Like, we're actually
That's
seeing the...
Cool.
Like, we're reading about these characters
and
in the books, And then we're seeing some images that they post of what these characters look like. But now you're like watching it play out. You're like, oh, these kids. High Republic cool. era is cool. That's like, awesome. And you want to hear. So, yeah.
I like that idea. Yeah.
That's awesome.
So I'd love to get some more of that. You know, obviously we've got a ton of stories with the books and stuff that they're doing right now with High Republic, but doing some of that and on screen would be cool.
Yeah. I would like, there's a couple different things. We talked about one of these ideas of a completely new, it's set in Star Wars, but it's a different time, different place.
I almost went this route.
All new planets, new creatures, all new aliens. Because part of what made Episode 4 so cool is that everything was new.
Without a ton of explanation.
No, you just jump right in.
Into it.
Droids, space, the ships, the stormtroopers, Vader, all of it's new. It'd be kind of cool to see that happen. It wouldn't be the same because we are familiar with droids now. And
this would be like Bizarro Superman. This would be Bizarro world. Like
happens
ship
in a totally different.
Is now something else. It looks like it's slightly off.
It's not quite.
That's not quite.
So that would be one I think would be kind of cool, and it would be free. Like, you're not locked in.
We wouldn't have to
time.
Pay for it at all. No. Oh, okay.
Totally free. Just giving it away.
I mean, that's Disney will love this idea.
Yeah. Kathy, put that at the top of your list.
Yeah.
Free content.
Yeah. Also, I would like to see what happened with when Leia was trained. I want to see her go out and do some stuff with her lightsaber. Yeah.
That was always so intriguing, just a little glimpse we got of it. The flashback in Rise of Skywalker of young.
I'm glad they did because it was cool.
Yeah. It's great. Billy Lord plays.
We all assumed that we got some of that at some point.
So
but
cool.
Getting to kind of touch on that.
I'd like to see that.
That was awesome.
That would be very neat.
That could be a Tales of the Jedi too.
That could be.
That would be a great one.
That could be. Get Shelby Young to come do the voice.
Yeah. Want to finally, catch up with the Master Codebreaker. Maybe he's finally gotten a slow streak in craps. Maybe.
Never got back to the Master Codebreaker.
He's sitting there with his red palm bloom still sitting there going, someone's going to see it finally. And like the entire Republic's destroyed. And they got all the animals escaping off the planet. And he's just like, not now, lovey. I'm on a roll.
Keeps going. Pun intended.
I love it. He just keeps playing. I love that we never really got the. That was such a good fake out too.
Yeah, it's great.
That was we've talked about before. That's the movie of each of their different things fails.
Yeah.
Even finding the right person, like I
even
don't know.
Even the
twists.
Yeah,
I can do it.
And then all of a sudden, I can do it. He starts. I almost went a little Hannibal Lecter.
Yeah.
Good evening, Clary.
I see Vincent's in the chat. Vincent, what's going on, man? What's going on?
What
he says, "What's up, Star Wars guys? What do you guys want to see in Ahsoka?" Ooh.
See, I love it. We can take this. What do you want to see in?
What do you guys want to see in Ahsoka?
I know what I want to see most. I want to see I want to see Ahsoka's face when she learns that Vader came back to the light. Anakin came back.
Do you want it to be Luke who tells her that?
Wow, that'd be cool.
Because we've seen that obviously in
what about a Force Ghost visit from Anakin to Ahsoka?
Oh man,
Hayden Christensen is in.
I know.
Is confirmed.
I know. That's
now,
what I would.
Doesn't mean he is confirmed as Darth Vader.
Vader.
In an actual scene with Darth Vader, like
could be flashback,
flashback, or is he a Force Ghost?
Yeah.
I don't know. If it's a Force Ghost in general, she immediately go, "What Force Ghost? Sith don't get Force Ghosts." Say what?
Hey, you're good.
Say what? You're good. He's like, hug me. Oh, wait, you can't do that anymore. But also now I'm old Anakin. I'm old Hayden Christensen. Old Hayden Christensen.
No, I would like
that moment. I want that moment.
I like that.
I like that too.
What
I like
you guys?
It.
For Ahsoka, I think, I'm really excited. One of the biggest things I'm excited to see, it's not even specific. I kind of feel similar to how Book of Boba Fett, like we went in and was like, book and it turns out we're overlooking it. There's like it's the Mandalorian story and this is like the Book of Boba Fett in the Mandalorian.
Yeah,
that's how it's explained. But we're like, oh, it's gonna jump around. Ahsoka actually I think is gonna jump around.
Yeah.
Because World Between Worlds is gonna be like
seeing that live action too, that could be pretty sweet.
Wow. I'm excited to see obviously we're getting Thrawn. They've shown
That's true.
That's
give us
really
Thrawn,
cool.
Dude.
And with that, let me see what Ezra's up to.
I know. I think I'm the most curious about Ezra.
Ezra.
Like, what's going on there?
Messing with the holocrons. Still
He's still looking for Maul.
He's got
the holocron, and he's like, ask again later. He thinks it's a magic 8-ball. Where are my parents?
Not a magic
Ezra,
ball.
The ghost of Kane. Ezra, put it down. I died.
I want Ezra
this exact
to open the holocron,
it's
and it's Kanan just going, Ezra.
Maybe he blames him.
For the millionth time.
I died because of you, Ezra. It just makes him guilty.
He's turning Kanan. Him to the dark side.
Kanan. It's awful. Force ghost just to be so ruthless. You did. You made a sacrifice.
Right,
you forced my hand.
He's
no,
right,
it's,
Ezra.
Oh, yeah.
It's true.
All of it, all of it.
Yeah, I'm definitely excited to see the Thrawn Ezra. See what's going on.
Yeah,
I'm excited to get live action Rebels. Get the gang back.
Live action
boys
ghost.
Are back in town. Yeah. Gang back. Yeah,
that's gonna be the song I've heard.
Yeah,
they're actually taking a Guardians path.
Yeah,
gonna have all 70s soundtrack.
Yeah, it's gonna be great.
Remember band?
I love
it's
it.
It's gonna be the whole thing. Ooga shaka ooga.
Ezra's gonna. Ezra's. Ezra's gonna
yeah,
be.
That's
the,
gonna be Zeb.
Zeb's gonna
deep
be the Star
inside
Lord.
Of me.
Zeb's gonna be the Star Lord with the the headset and cassette.
Ezra
tape.
Mix spinning the tape.
Oh man, the newest Guardian. This is a little side, but the newest Guardian
Chopper's
soundtrack
Groot.
Continues the, for the newest
oh,
movie.
Oh man,
they did it again, Uncle. It. You have to see it. Boy, it's is good. That emotional movie? It's great.
It's I just getting the also the trailer too. We got some. Dark Sith or whatever. I don't know if they're Sith. Dark Jedi, whatever they want to call it in the trailer. So curious to see
watch
what that about. What's
go
the
to
story
work,
going?
Man.
Yeah.
Where's the story going? We see Inquisitors are in the trailer as well.
Yeah.
So.
I thought Ahsoka, especially in particular, the episode The Jedi in Mandalorian was done so well. Obviously, Filoni having complete control over the Ahsoka character. I don't feel like he would even do this story. He's been sitting on Ahsoka. What's Ahsoka do next for years?
Yeah.
Ever since the end of Rebels, he's been end of Rebels, and then obviously Clone Wars. But Rebels is the oldest Ahsoka we had gotten at that time, and the fact that he's finally now doing it, now bringing back these characters like the other characters that were on the Ghost, obviously with Ahsoka, makes me think. It makes me so confident that he's only coming back. Like he's only. Finally doing this now because he feels really good about the story that they've got.
Something to tell.
Yeah, I've been seeing reports going around too that were saying that a big reason why Filoni is getting that like Mandoverse movie is because of what they saw him do with this Ahsoka show.
Wow.
Why he's the one.
They were so impressed
it?
With what he was able to do with the Ahsoka show that they're like he's the one to make the Mandoverse
awesome.
Movie. Who knows what that's going to be called, but Or no, isn't it Heir to the Empire, maybe?
No,
I don't know if it's confirmed.
That's actually, I think, been since,
debunked.
As we predict on here,
debunked.
Yeah.
The title?
Yeah.
You don't usually get a title before you even get a release date. Or.
But it could be that idea.
Something.
They've mentioned Heir to the Empire, the exact quote, the exact words, Heir to the Empire in the show, which is exciting.
Vincent says, what do you guys think about the orange sabers? Yeah, they are kind of orangish. The very light red orange
retro.
Look.
Yeah.
I like it. Yeah, I like it. That video, I posted that video too, talking about Filoni was talking about that. Those sabers said he wanted to try to make
Didn't
it.
Did he say they just clicked the wrong button?
They did. It was the wrong filter on accident. They said, I'll leave it. No, they actually were.
dang it. I couldn't remember. Red or orange?
They did kind of that. Some of the envisions were that it emanates from a white center.
All of them.
And the hue is based on.
And he was saying he always saw when the original Vader, it was a little more orangish, not as pure red like we see now with a lot of the Sith sabers. Had a little orange, brighter tint to it.
The
and
tech
so he thought,
up,
oh,
yeah.
that kind of. Yeah, it did.
They could do any color now.
And so now he thought, I'm going to kind of go back and reference that. They look a little different. They're a little more orange, I think. But he was like, I'm going to kind of reference that. And that was a big inspiration for why he chose to make those colors.
Which
is
kind of funny. I don't know if it's intentional or not. The lightsaber color, even the classic blue, has been different in like every single one of the projects. Like the Obi-Wan series blue. Whether intentional or not, was a lot like more solidly blue and kind of even shown differently, much different,
almost white. The original,
almost
white.
Way different than the in,
with the blue.
And again, that was a change George made because the original was white, and then all of a sudden they go to the prequels and it's solid. It's like a light blue, but it's clearly blue
all the way.
And then they went like really blue in the Kenobi series. And then now they're going a little more. Actually, like on your shirt, it's pretty Like, that's looking kind of orangish red when that's coming up there.
From that lighter center with just the hue on the outside.
I like it. Mm-hmm. I like it. I have a broader. What would you like to see? This is kind of a question. We've had different genres somewhat with our different shows. You know, Book of Boba Fett had kind of a lighter, there's moments that were dark for sure, but you also had apologies.
And
you had like some well-known characters, Steven Root's in it. Like, you have these character actors who have come in and are doing, who are doing, like, there's recognizable people that are playing characters. And sometimes it takes you out. Jack Black and Lizzo, like, you have some stuff that's like, oh, this is obviously supposed to be very comedic.
Yeah.
And then you have Andor, which is like, who smiled? No one smiled. Like there would be an Imperial officer being like, are you smiling? There's nothing funny because it's a darker tone. I'm wondering, this is not specific about Ahsoka, but talking about shows or films we would like to see. Is there a specific genre that you feel like they haven't done yet that they possibly could? Like, meaning...
I don't think they'd ever do it, but I have one in mind. I would like to see a Sith-based movie.
Yeah.
It's like a suspense gothic horror.
Not
like a slasher.
I know what you mean, though, for sure.
But the dark, actually dark and scary. Like, like a monster movie.
Yeah.
Like, almost.
Yeah.
Almost. Because that's what they are.
Almost, almost like in a way that's like enlightening the viewer to be like, not glamorizing the Sith.
No, this feels like
it's scary when you're in it.
Like it's scary when you're in it because it's showing like when you fall to the dark side, this is what you become.
That's right.
You don't want to become this, and it's highlighting how that would be actually be
the torture of it.
That's I feel like
that
right
the
now
the individual is tortured by it.
Exactly,
and they act out because of it. Not
so right now. So many people love the Sith, like Darth Vader, Kylo Ren. I love those characters. But they're
what
also
the
like
world.
Wow. Did he say idolizes them? I didn't hear what he said.
I want to be just like them in real life.
He said he agrees with their policies.
I would vote for him for president.
What did you say?
Vote for him for president.
Vader,
oh my gosh.
Vader 2020.
Vader Kylo.
That's my ticket.
It's Uncle Sam, and he's pointing. I want you.
I want you to
die. Dark side.
Skywalker.
I want you to die.
I want you to. Yeah.
Oh,
no,
man.
But it does kind of because Star Wars is
Like them because they keep them kind of
They show that they're bad, but they also intentionally make them cool and But if
that
you
would
actually
be interesting and it would lend itself
like you're saying,
they just played it straight up as a Sith, it would be
what you're saying it
Acolyte
does make maybe. Me interested.
I think it's supposed to be
it's gonna be dark, but.
The
philosophy of Star Wars is hope, so
it can't
go too far.
Yeah.
Also, one of the philosophy of Disney of
how dark.
I mean, I know
Disney
that there was a lot of questions early on about whether or not they would change, or whether or not Disney would, kind of force them to change the ending of Rogue One. Was a big discussion. Would they make it be a happy ending, or would they actually?
They had a song.
Kill them?
Vader was gonna do like a mermaid, Little Mermaid type song.
He was.
And then Bob Iger's like,
break out into musical.
Are you serious? If you do, I'm quitting. And they
don't
quit.
Know why,
and they
but now
they didn't.
When
do it.
You say a Vader Little Mermaid song, I am thinking of Vader.
Look at this stuff.
Vader up on the rocks, going like this, when the waves crash behind him. Vader going. And it's just the moment when Ariel hits land.
Lord of that war.
But it's just lava.
It's
him on Mustafar. He's crawling up the.
Oh my gosh!
He's crawling up the side on Mustafar. Oh man!
It's go on and join the Sith.
Wow! Wow!
Sha-la-la-la-la. I don't know.
I
love where this is going.
Dare you see him? Don't you want to force choke him?
It's now Palpatine whispering in the Sith's ear.
Light up your saber now. You know you want to kill him.
Do it.
Go on and kill the girl.
Oh my goodness. This is the best thing we've
ever
done.
Force choking the fishes as they go.
For no reason.
Disney ruined Star Wars. No, they didn't. Great. Disney make Star Wars great again. That was Disney's slogan.
They say
Disney's slogan is make Star Wars great again.
If Little Mermaid does not make enough money. We will force it to make money by combining it with Star Wars. Star Wars makes money. That is the way we're going to do it. We'll
combine.
That's
the key. It's got to be all Star Wars. Put a song in there.
I saw a thing today that there's...
that would be the genre of what you're talking about.
Star Wars musical.
Star Wars musical. Oh.
Star Vader. Wars musical.
The dancing Sith. Oh, diving in the water.
Ladies and gentlemen,
Luke and the Womp Rats.
I did see an announcement today.
The Womp Rat.
For some reason, I'm just imagining they're doing that. Oh, ha, ha, ha. I did see an announcement today that there's an Australian remake of The Office
It's been everywhere.
There's been a bunch of places, but there was a big announcement today like that they were casting, I guess, some like well-known comedians and stuff to be a part of this. An Australian remake of The Office. But I'm like, I thought they've already done this, like Korea and everywhere. Like we've seen it for years.
Yeah.
But let's get a Star Wars version of The Office.
Star Wars.
But Joe, can we do that? Just the opening office.
It is. Everyone is.
Can we just do the opening office thing, but it's all Star Wars?
That's it.
That would be great.
Michael, I'm Kevin Malone, and I want to go to the dark side.
And everyone's just like.
Because then they call me Darth Malone. Darth Malone.
But I did see that today, and I thought the same thing. I thought this has been remade like everywhere. Yeah. I don't know why this was a big headline.
Here's my chili, made straight from Mustafar.
Mustafarian lava. That's how you make it. Oh my goodness. No, I was with you. I was actually
Imagine
when I asked
Michael
the question.
Scott working through the Trade Federation.
Who would play the parts?
Oh my goodness.
Who would be the gym character in Star Wars?
Who would be the gym character?
I like where this is going.
I mean, maybe this is like
Would Vader be Michael Scott? Would he just run the office?
Scott.
Would that be Vader?
You've got you would have to have maybe it'd be a twisted
it'd
like
Newt
version
Gunray.
Of it. You'd have
Gunray.
Oh my goodness.
Right.
Ray would be Pam. I'm waiting for the phone to ring.
I'm waiting.
I'll call shortly.
I'm waiting. Ray.
Yeah. Who would Dwight be?
Jar Jar would
Dwight.
Be Kevin. Dwight.
Who would Dwight be?
Oh, man.
Oh.
In Star Wars.
That's a tough one.
That is a hard one.
I don't know.
Boba Fett is hard.
Dwight is both. He kills you instead of getting mad. I don't know.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Different genre.
You actually were saying, when you said horror, that's actually one of the things I was thinking of.
Really?
Yeah.
And particularly, I was thinking how we've gotten moments. Like, there's definitely Vader hallway scene. That's pretty horrific. Like, you get it for a moment in Rogue One. Vader in the Obi-Wan, I believe it's episode 3, when he, like, just dragging the women across the street. And, four strokes a person, drags a woman. She's screaming.
Oh,
she's looking.
Going through the
and
town.
And Obi-Wan is, and, this is the first time we see Vader. Like, that was, I remember thinking when they finally revealed Vader, I was like, I've seen Vader my entire life. And they did a good job of I'm waiting to finally get him, and I'm getting chills when the way this is like shot, like a Western, of like doors are closing, everyone's shutting their shutters so you can't see him, and he's just dragging people across.
Yeah.
But like a movie where you sat in that suspense would be
jump scares.
Be good.
Whole
jump scares.
Would be.
Palpatine.
It'd be all
it's
night
just a bunch
sister
of Palpatine.
Theme.
You're in a, like a, you think you're in a, one of those, like a mirror. One of those rooms, all the mirrors, and it's just all the Palpatine clones. Like, it's not, we're all real.
Oh, man.
This is where he stores
us. Force lightning each other.
That's where he stores us.
Let's do number 3 today and number 7. Come on out.
Oh, number 7, you're looking a little sleepy.
For the day.
I was up
there, the Palpatine clones for the day.
That's it.
Oh, how come he never picks me?
Ladies and gentlemen, the Palpatine.
The Palpatine.
I'm imagining they're a barbershop quartet.
Oh, my God.
They've got the matching.
No, I want to sing bass. You did it yesterday.
They've got the hats. Like the canes. Oh,
just do it. Do it.
Do it.
Just do it. Is this a Beat It remix?
If there's one thing I've thought about Palpatine,
do it.
I would imagine he has a lovely singing voice.
Oh, yeah.
The guy can belt. The guy can belt a note.
I want to go.
Awful.
Joe, is there anything
particular
you want to see?
Anything.
He wants to see this bit. You want to see this bit end.
Yeah. What do you want to see for the Star Wars guys? Not this.
Not this.
Anything but this. He said, I do not include me in the credits of having produced this episode. Please. I am out.
It's very slow to come up. They're like, no, give me out of it. Do you have anything you're interested in?
I've always been a big. I want to see more High Republic stuff, not to just pick up on that every time. But I've been getting back in the books again because I just take reading hiatuses. Hiatus. Over the I don't know if that's a word. I gotta look that up. Over the winter. I don't know why. I just always do. So we get back into that, and they're really good. You know.
Yeah,
so,
they are really good.
I'm definitely. I definitely want to see more.
A young Loden Greatstorm.
Young Loden.
Give me some Bell Zedifar.
Yeah. Give me the vectors on their little ships and.
Yeah.
The Starlight Beacon and
Nihil.
Yeah,
all that. I want.
I am the eye.
So good. It's funny. We quote the audio because we're all listening.
The audio.
I know, that's
people like.
I didn't remember
voice.
Hearing that.
If they
the
ever cast,
like, why
they
do
ever
all
do
the same voice?
A Martian Rowe. I will always hear
it
as that voice. His voice is so great.
Yeah, that's great.
I am.
No, I love the High Republic books. That like Joe, I also need to get back on. I have some High Republic books I've bought that I haven't read yet.
I know. Yeah.
But those ones, especially those first few that, like, Light of the Jedi. Light of the Jedi was, and we talked about it a little bit on the podcast at the time, but we never did, like, a full review. One of my favorite, still to this day,
that's
one of my
great.
Favorite and most cinematic Star Wars books I've ever read. Where it
big
jumps
picture.
Off the page of I'm picturing,
like,
there are some
what
books
is going on?
That even some of the, there are some books, even some well-known books that are a little bit more. Even some of the Timothy Zahn books are kind of wordy sometimes. And sometimes I'm like, all right, I'm trying to picture what's going on. And then they'll have moments where I'm like, now I get it. Now I'm trying to picture what's going on. That was a book that like immediately felt like from the first scene, boom, okay, explosion in the sky. What's going on? Oh, pieces of, you know.
Right. What's going on? How's this happening?
Yeah. That has a shocking beginning to that book.
It's great.
Attached to some characters.
I literally remember.
Attached to, for
okay.
All right.
Yeah.
That's close. Exactly. The main character.
I was trying so hard to remember some of those characters' names, and then like two chapters in, I'm like, well.
Right. Nate's saying, thank goodness I didn't get attached to you.
Good thing I didn't remember your name.
Yeah. Captain. Oh, man.
Yeah.
That book, have you guys ever read Seven Eves by Neal Stephenson?
Seven Eves, no.
Seven Eves. It was supposed to be turned into a movie by Christopher Nolan, which is.
Really?
Christopher Nolan?
Yeah.
Wow.
But the book starts, it reminds me of Light of the Jedi. The book starts with the sentence, the moon exploded for no apparent reason. And you're like, all right, here we go.
Wow.
Holy moly.
And it's just, and you're off. And
not a Star Wars story.
No, not a Star
Seven
Wars story.
Seven Eves.
It's based.
That's no moon.
That's
no moon anymore.
But
it was
a
moon and exploded for no apparent reason.
But yeah, no,
wow.
That's a good book, recommended.
I'm
going to
write it.
Very reminiscent
in my notes.
Of how Light of the Jedi starts. Because you're like, oh, this is,
next.
All right.
All right.
Yep. Swipe left. You're gone.
That's no moon. That's no moon.
Seven Eves.
Wow. That got my attention right there. Yes.
Yeah.
And I remember which one that is. Yeah. I gave the wrong synopsis to that book. Yes.
Yeah.
I do, admittedly, I like books that feel like, oh, I actually will watch this movie different now because of that. I'll watch the film.
Oh, yeah.
That's one of the reasons I really loved the Tarkin book that is canon adjacent.
Adjacent.
It's has not been, it's a thing for me. It's like, it is not, there's nothing that has disproven this as not being canon, but technically it was before the Disney sale. But it's written by James Luceno, who had done books before and did books after. And so he took some of those things and actually canonized some of them in the Tarkin novel that he wrote for
Canon Adjacent.
After. Canon Adjacent. But this one's real made up.
That
Wait,
one's
so this
made
didn't
up,
happen?
Made up.
Well, none of it happened. But this is what actually happened to the characters that I care about. Oh, no.
This one counts, this one doesn't.
It is very hard. Even to me sometimes, I'm like, I catch stuff all the time, even for things outside of Star Wars, that I'm like, oh,
is it
why
canon?
Why do I get, this just shows you the power of storytelling. Why am I sad that this make-believe character in this movie didn't survive. And like, they're not making another movie. It's not sad that I won't see them again on screen. It's that I want to, in their pretend world, to have survived and like to have gone on and done other things, even though I'll never see it again. Like, I'll never see, oh,
even
no.
though it's not real.
No, why is that's such a shame that the character that I liked for the last 2 hours, who I'd never met before,
now they're gone.
And they didn't even get to.
That's what I feel about some of the ones that are now not canon. They're not. They don't even exist. It's worse than.
Ooh, yeah.
Luke, hey, listen. Wow. You never even
Leia
existed.
Leia and Han's twins.
You're but a dream.
You never existed.
No. And yeah, guess what? True. Your mommy and daddy didn't last. I don't know why he rubbed it in like Trump.
Didn't last.
Guess
which,
what? By the way,
nobody stings like that.
Which, by the way,
stings
I called
like
it
a dog.
Like a dog, they didn't last. Father was a smuggler. Don't we love a good smuggle?
smuggle. We love a good smuggle. We love a good smuggle. No one likes a good smuggle. I don't know.
You got the snuggie. You got the smuggie.
Smuggie.
Some say marauder. Some say smuggler. Don't we love a smuggle?
No, I don't know.
I never made a deal with Ganja Club. When you look at it.
And I make some of the best
deals. And I make some great deals. You look at the deals I've made, I tell you. Never made a deal with Ganja Club. That I can promise you.
If I had made a deal with Ganja Club, that I can tell you. It would not be.
If I did, it would have been the greatest deal we've ever seen.
Mr.
Tremendous
President,
deals.
Could you please explain the deal that you made with Ganja Club?
Never made it. Excuse me. Like, look at these questions they're asking. You're terrible question. You're a disgusting person asking me these questions.
We go 0 to 90. You're a disgusting person. You should die.
Excuse me. You're disgusting.
There's a line in there too with Han saying, so "You can't trust those little freaks." That's right.
Little freaks.
Is it possible that we could? I'm in the edit mode. What we want to see. I would like to see an edit where it is Trump negotiating with Jabba the Hutt for the release of Han Solo. And why is Luke not negotiating for the? Why is he not negotiating for the release of Leia? She's right there. She can stay. I want him.
Let's take a 2-minute detour and talk about what was Luke's plan there.
What was everybody's plan?
Right? Everyone. It sounded like none of them were on the same page.
No.
Lando's what? Just living there?
He's just like,
Lando's like,
Lando's actually revealing
this. Listen,
Lando was just waiting back to see which side he'd end up going with.
Right.
Lando's like, listen, I was bad like 5 minutes ago. I was Han, old buddy. I wish there's nothing I could do. I'm sorry.
Why? Lando
listen,
did not.
Yeah, Jedi mind tricks don't work on me.
They work on me.
That's a good one. Is Trump Jabba? No,
Trump
or is Trump
Jabba.
Negotiating
Trump
with
is Jabba?
Jabba. That would be even better.
Trump is Jabba sitting
Trump
on the
Hutt.
Throne.
These two droids.
Jabba the Trump.
Jabba the Trump.
Jabba the Trump. Oh man, that would be a hit with both sides of the aisle. They would love it for both reasons.
That is that would be something. Oh, folks, down.
Come on.
Donald the Hutt.
Can we just clip the last like,
could
two minutes?
Could y'all vote in the chat? Jabba the Trump
folks,
or Donald the Hutt?
We need to clip the last like 4 minutes and just post that as a video.
Listen, folks, my dad pulls me aside and says, Joey, Donald the Hutt doesn't know what he's talking about. Come on,
what's up?
You know the deal.
Oh man,
Joe,
the
folks are that way.
We're going to recast.
This is
Return
just
of
all
the
presidents
Jedi
now.
As,
all presidents
as the presidents.
Yeah,
that's what I want to see.
Boy, you know I love Donald the Hutt.
Young President Adventures. That's what it is.
Donald.
And they're all going out to fight the, you know, as Jedi, but they're the presidents.
Donald the Hutt has one requirement: his women do not wear too much Too much covering. He would just love it. So love the outfit choices. Oh my goodness.
And wigs.
And wigs. It's a great tie-in for the
Vincent. Vincent said Donald the Hutt. Donald the Hutt. Donald the Hutt.
There you have it. I love it.
Oh my what goodness. Were we talking about?
I don't know. Something about Trump.
Some of those Trump.
Welcome
Biden,
to the Trump guys.
Something we about Trump.
Trump Biden. We had a little bit. A little bit of Bill Clinton. Don't tell Hillary.
We were talking about what we would like
Joe's,
to see.
Joe's loving the
just laughing just in the background. The so great.
Which, by the way, whatever you think of Trump. The Wild Bill is maybe the best nickname he's ever given
oh
anybody.
My goodness.
Like, he obviously he's so had the lion's head, Crooked Hillary.
Sleepy
Wild
Sleepy
Bill.
Joe, Wild Bill.
Everyone knows Bill had to love that.
Oh,
Wild Bill. He's
oh
like, giddy up.
That's
like, he's just not giddy up. I'm pretty it. Wild. Give me a lasso.
The only one that liked his nickname.
He loved it. Like, that empowered him. He was like, oh, I was pretty wild. There's no team in me.
That's me.
He's just like, oh, my goodness.
Man.
So, yeah, what would we like to see in Star Wars? All of our former presidents. Yeah.
Oh, where can they find
where can they find us? Let's just end it.
This is just
No. This has been good. It's fun.
It was great.
I don't know why I'm picturing Bill Clinton as Boba Fett now. I don't know why he just picked it off.
Takes his helmet off.
It has just something about
who's the armor? Bill Clinton.
Bill Clinton.
Wow, your voice is so good.
I have the talking hammer. It's not buzzing around.
Remember
that
episode?
Remember that episode? He's got the talking pillow. He's got the hammer passed around.
Oh,
I just
man.
Like the. He's got the talking
you don't have
hammer.
The hammer.
Darn. Next time.
Here it is.
Could you pass?
Here it is. Bong.
It's like the ball, Michael Scott's ball. Here you go. Talking hammer. Oh, I guess he doesn't have anything to say.
Oh, my goodness. This is not exactly the episode.
Do you think
I thought we
that
were
was a
do.
Great bit.
Do you think we should try to have a plan at some point on our podcast in the future?
I don't know. We'll let chat decide.
I think it's fun.
Yeah, chat, do you like
I watched the Smartless podcast on HBO.
Oh, it's so good.
Video.
It is.
Oh, my goodness.
They're so funny.
Hilarious.
I didn't see the pod. I was watching the show.
Oh, you're watching
it's
the tour. The
tour.
Yeah. I mean, I could listen to it too, but just funny.
The way that they just rib each other.
So funny.
I've only seen the first episode of the show, the
Me
tour
too.
Show.
Me too.
My favorite bits is
what's that on?
It's on HBO.
HBO.
Oh. Oh,
it's on Max.
It's on Max.
It's
meanwhile
on
Max.
Meanwhile on HBO.
Meanwhile on the Hall of Justice. The I
drop
love,
the HBO.
There's just, a
by the way, a little tidbit about
Max.
That.
Drop the HBO.
That's
just Max.
It's making
Max.
A social network.
Exactly.
Justin Timberlake.
You know what's cooler?
Drop the Max. Just face Max.
Drop
the HBO.
The,
just
can't
Max.
Believe that was that. Who was Andrew Garfield? Who was that? I can't remember.
Yeah,
Andrew Garfield.
Yeah,
yeah.
Eduardo.
Wow.
Eduardo.
First thing I'd ever seen him in.
Yeah,
yeah.
I saw that, and then it was like he's Spider-Man. All right, let's do it.
Cool.
Love it.
Spider-Man.
No, that's all I had.
Drop the HBO.
That's pretty good.
Spider-Man.
Drop the Max. It's just.
Yeah, then you get to Tobey Maguire's Spider-Man where he just kind of has the upper lip. It doesn't move too much. Aunt May. Uncle Ben.
Peter too.
Yeah, it's complicated, but he made it work. It's the Avengers.
Peter
it's
three.
Great. What is that? it's my back. It's stiff from all the swinging, I guess.
All the swinging, I guess.
And then the old Hayden Christensen. Gets
he just
dies.
Goes back to old Hayden all the
I
time.
I just do all the old actors.
It.
We've got old Toby. Young Toby was just young. Young Toby.
He's just
was,
dancing.
Yeah.
How'd that get in there? It's all his little jabs. His and put some dirt in your eye.
All his one-liners from the old Sam Raimi. Ones are just that's funny. Yeah. But what do we want to see in Star Wars? Eventually we'll get there.
Oh,
we had a couple
man.
Good suggestions.
More
we
Jack
had,
Black.
Let's see. Yeah, Jack, if you're Black. Listening, drop some ideas, arrows.
So nice.
What do you guys want to see
the chat
in
is so nice.
Star Wars?
They if we had more, they would just roast us to bits. If we
chat
were on like
to...
anywhere else, they are just nice to us.
Goodness, we don't have listeners.
You guys are stupid.
Still
I think they would have liked
it.
Like,
on here.
Keep it going.
It's impossible
so
There's not a chance in the world anyone would have had strong opinions over that political bit.
No, no way. That was too right, too left. That was too centric. Choose a side, cowards. Choose a side. With us or against us. With us or against us.
I don't know. Choose a side.
Oh, man.
Oh, my goodness.
Chad, if you're still here, I'm sorry.
Joe's apologizing in our behalf.
Joe's turning the camera on to himself so you can see him walk out of the room.
Yeah, really.
Just quit after 3 weeks
oh,
of
my goodness.
Being on the job.
Can't take it anymore.
Always out, baby.
I'm out, baby.
That's it. Oh, man.
Oh, man. Yeah, Chad, let us know what you want to see in Star Wars, if it's a certain character deep dive, a story you want to see told.
I think we talked about this before. Cad Bane, man. I would love to see that.
That's true.
I would love to see. Just
like a younger
Cad
Bane?
Yeah, go back a little bit.
Is he still alive?
I think Cad Bane is in the carbonite state.
Mm. He's in the back to tank.
Where they're like, you know, they put Han in carbonite so
yeah.
they could go either way, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's got the little beepy thing.
Yeah, that's right, George. Yeah. That's one of the main reasons they had, that he created the character of Lando, was that... when you're writing Empire and talking with...
if Han was gone,
Harrison,
Lando
Harrison said,
in.
I'm not coming back for another.
And
he's like, well, we need someone to be the third member of the big three now, so we put on Carbonite.
There's also another smooth
and
talker.
And then he got him out.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And then he goes, I'm not going to do another one. And he does Force Awakens. Because that money.
You know what I realized about Harrison Ford? He's not very nice. You know what I mean? He's just
love his
he's
delivery.
Not. He just doesn't seem like a like.
Well, unless you're talking about Indiana Jones,
probably some.
Then he loves.
But what's
Indiana
cool
Jones.
Though is that that
I don't like where this is going.
That kind of short, like you an idiot. That comes out in Han Solo.
It does.
It comes out in Indiana Jones.
Yeah.
Like, have you guys gone to Sunday school? Like, what's wrong with you? I was just watching. I was just watching Raiders.
No, it really does.
Yeah. Like, no, it's a staff. It's like then he's. It's like just.
And you go to Sunday
down.
School.
Yeah.
Short and kind of
the best.
But that's in there. That's in Harrison Ford.
The best. That scene.
He might
when
be nice.
Over,
I'm not
he
saying
flips
that.
Over. I know Uncle.
He's
Love
got
that.
Kind
Ooh.
Of a short.
Yeah. Love,
low tolerance for stupidity. I
yeah,
think
yeah,
that's probably
true. Yeah. He doesn't suffer fools.
There you go.
No.
Yeah.
Vincent
he,
says
he makes
a younger
fools suffer.
No. That's what we do. That's suffer. Our that's our motto.
That's
Vincent said a younger Cad Bane seems interesting. I'd actually want a solo Cad Bane series.
Yeah.
Ooh, cool. I've got some.
I would love that.
I
want more Crimson
see.
Dawn.
I just straight up bounty hunter.
Yeah,
mission.
I was gonna say
just,
you actually got. I was gonna say I want to see.
Kira?
I want to see Kira.
Kira, yeah.
I want to see Kira.
I think it's just a matter of time before we get a little bit more of that story. Mm-hmm. I don't know if it'll be live action or animated, but either way, mm-hmm. give us some Kira, some Maul, some Crimson
Post.
Dawn.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I know they dove into a lot of it with like the comics and stuff, but
they have a song for that already. I'm laughing already because they always
this
say,
is good.
"I know
go.
When he's got a joke because of the way it sets it up."
You know they got a song for that.
I'm gonna date myself.
Good. Is it older than Carson?
Oh yeah. Oh yeah, 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 yeah. I'll pull it up and I'll play it.
This is good.
No, you ever heard
bust out the Venn diagram? Just
no, I've never heard the song. Everybody's heard the song by Helen Reddy. The big crimson dawn. What's that flower you got on? Have you heard that song?
I've heard
that's
that song.
One.
I didn't know.
It was
yeah.
Crimson Dawn. It was a pre.
Yeah, yeah.
She had
yeah.
to change it. Copyright.
Yeah.
It was written 35 years before.
But they George knew.
Crimson Dawn.
He was
yeah.
yeah.
He it was originally Delta Dawn, and he's like, I can't do that.
Can't do it. It's Crimson Dawn.
Crimson Dawn, because it's red.
Yeah.
Wow, that was worth the wait.
No. Super like, what is Crimson Dawn song?
Johnny Carson ripping our... That's going to be a new thing. Is Johnny Carson ripping our own bits?
Well, it was worth the wait.
Well, you spent a lot of time on Kevin Malone, one of the worst characters on The Office. Wow. Don't we all at home have, you know, those folks in The Office we just don't get along with? That's Carson. It's just
turns
he's,
into an ad.
That's it.
He just insults us.
He's just, he insults yeah. and then he brings you in home to me, feel like,
exactly.
yeah, I also have someone I don't like. Now we're all just spreading hate across the galaxy. I don't know. Carson's a Sith.
Carson's a Sith. Move along. Move
a
along.
Alan
Star Wars
Alda
guys.
Mixed in there.
Well,
I can,
yeah, there's
I
Alan
can hear
Alda.
It in there a little bit.
Yeah,
that's
funny. Alan Alda, yeah, that's I love that. That's
Alan
the
wild,
Bill Hader, man. Bill Hader, oh, Alan Alda. Goodness. He did for a couple of different SNL skits.
Yeah,
Alan Alda in
auditioning
Biff, auditioning for
yeah.
Biff in the Back to Future.
Yeah,
hey, what are you looking at, butthead?
He's like, no, this is great.
This is
great. He's like, I have jackets like these. Yeah, this whole thing. This is just great. You know, what you kids are doing with this film, man, this is just it's great.
And then he also did Alan Alda as like the poacher character in a Jurassic Park.
And he goes, that clever girl.
Clever girl.
And he's like, oh, always a shot with forced perspective. You know, that's what we did in MASH. And he does his whole thing. It's so good.
Great.
Oh, man. This great. Is for, so we got Alan Alda.
We've I got an idea,
we've
though.
Got, can we oh, go let's older? Hear
it. I have a great idea for a podcast.
You want to hear my Liza Minnelli impression?
It's not, no. It's not the Star Wars guys. Okay, we got the Spartless podcast.
Yeah.
We should do, I'm serious. We should do another show, and it's called The Pointless Podcast.
Ooh.
That's all it is. There's nothing. There's no.
I like
Smartless it. Smartless is like they got a thing. We got nothing.
Yeah.
And we don't plan anything, and we just show up and
whatever.
Talk to nobody.
Yeah.
Or just us.
This is already, going down a great
we don't even put it on. It's not even
like
on.
What we already do. Yeah.
It's not on anywhere. We just do it here. And this, we just have the mics, this but it doesn't the, go anywhere.
Doesn't
this
posted.
Is not on YouTube. It's nowhere.
It's not this even is ghosted.
This is the Seinfeld bit.
So
this
it has the podcast has
not
no
even
point,
posted, but
and
posted.
It's pointless. This is what we're doing.
This is posted.
This is when George Costanza takes the Seinfeld bit of the show about nothing, but he actually
it's pointless, baby.
Like remember, no. George is talking and he's like, so what happens? He's like,
nothing happens.
He's like. But like, yeah. But then like, well, something happens.
No, nothing
no.
happens.
It's like, well that's happens. The show. He's like, well, something happens. He's like, no, that's
well,
that's
why
it.
Do people watch it?
Nothing happens.
Because it's on
nothing.
TV.
It's on TV.
Not yet. I think it'll be fun to do the Pointless podcast where
that's
we don't.
Good.
It's not. There's no topic.
I like
that's
it.
Good.
Every thumbnail is just a big question.
Yeah, that's
it'll draw,
it's
man.
The same thumbnail.
They'll be lining up to click that one.
It's the same
mystery thumbnail. Guest, and then we're on here and we go, no.
It's a mystery to us.
It's a mystery.
Anybody Will coming in?
We don't anybody outside?
Anybody calling in?
Ladies and gentlemen, no. Will Ferrell. I thought that was going to work.
Oh, darn
no,
it.
He's not here.
Alan Alda.
Alan Alda. Johnny Carson. We just start naming all these people.
Huge apologies
I'm
to
serious,
Matt Damon.
The Pointless Podcast coming
I like
to
the Pointless
coming
podcast.
To us.
It is good.
Wherever you find your podcast, I think that's the funniest
that,
phrase.
What's the
coming to
my
no.
favorite find
parts?
Your podcast.
One of my favorite parts about that Smartless on the road was when they're always roasting Sean.
Yeah,
and Sean's talking about like, oh, you edit this out. He's like, we'll have to edit this out, but I ordered Surf and Turf. And
is that bad?
Bateman,
is that rich?
Is that,
oh,
is that bad?
That makes me sound rich.
And
thank goodness
goes,
we edited that out.
Oh, wow, yeah. And thank goodness we edited that one out. Why are we editing, huh?
I was kind of fancy.
Fancy.
Oh, make sure we edit
oh,
this
well,
out.
Oh, make sure we got that. Did we get that?
Yeah, crew, were we rolling? Did we
are
get
we
that?
Michael. What, Smichaels?
That's what
Reese's.
He says.
Yes.
To quote myself, I think I made a big mistake.
A huge mistake.
That's hilarious.
Oh, man.
Nate.
What else we got?
If the people actually wanted to find us
that's true.
At this point, they yeah. clearly want more of our political.
Do you guys want?
I got one.
I'll reel us back in.
I got
do you guys want a new animated show? And if so, what would it be?
Ooh, new anime.
If with
show.
Bad Batch ending next season.
Yeah.
With it being the final season.
I would like some stuff. Well, I would have said I would like some sequel era stuff.
Animated?
Maybe get a little animated Knights of Ren.
That yeah.
That
oh,
could be
yeah.
handled pretty cool if you kinda go Clone Wars can go pretty dark. We can go Knights of
True.
Ren.
True. Give us anything Knights of Ren, honestly.
Yeah. I would like to see some Knights of Ren. I mean, I know it's
that'd be cool.
I'd also love to see
before Kylo joins them or after.
Okay, one thing this is attached to this. One thing I want to see, and they're not going to probably do it any time in live action, but I'd love to see it somewhere. Is the moment that Snoke seizes control of, and again, we now find out that it's Palpatine through Snoke using Snoke, but seizes control of the First Order. When does he enter the picture? Because we know, obviously, we know the timeline of Return of the Jedi.
Yeah.
We know the timeline of you know, post Return of the right after Return of the Jedi, Palpatine thinks defeated, and then we have Force Awakens. And in Force Awakens, he is like, it's not just that he is a dark force user. He's supreme leader.
That's right. He's the running.
Like,
the whole,
he is actually running the whole thing. I mean, you have Hux, supreme leader, like talking to him and like
long
getting advice of
leader.
What to do. So, at what point did he come in and go, "I have force powers"? Also, this
I'll
entire
take that.
Army
I'll take that.
Infrastructure, all it's all mine now. And they're like, "But give it to him!
How can
I
you resist?
I bend the knee. I'd love to see that."
Yeah.
So.
No, that'd be good. I'd love to get some more Knights of Ren. I'm
myself.
Glad you said that.
My goodness,
I'm glad you
hang up.
These guys.
My goodness,
I'd love
now,
to see some Knights of Ren.
Like Johnny Carson.
I'd like to see some Knights of Ren before Kylo.
Yeah,
and I don't know how far back they date. Like how far back that?
I'm not sure they ever dated.
Yeah, well, who's to say?
They were just good friends.
Who's to say?
Just very
no,
close.
I'd like to. I don't know how far back their group dates back. So I don't know. It would be. It may be answered a little bit in some of the comics. I'm not sure. I know we've had some comics with the Knights of Ren.
The Knights of Ren and Luke.
And before Kylo and stuff. Yeah, but I'd love to see some of that played out on screen, whether it's animated or live action.
That'd be cool. I'd like to take some of the live action stuff and go backwards. Couldn't we get an animated version of Luke's Jedi training school?
Pre-Ben?
Yeah. Before
the, before Ben's
before
even around,
it falls
you mean?
Apart. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, we saw him.
We could.
We saw him do a splendid job with Grogu. I think big things are ahead in Luke's future as a trainer.
Big
I couldn't
things.
See that going wrong.
No, big things. Yeah.
Big.
Big.
Probably the biggest things.
Okay.
I've ever seen.
Quick question.
Back
best
I do love
Jedi
as a trainer.
Teacher.
What?
Best Jedi master as a teacher. Is it easy? Is it Yoda? Is it easy? Okay, take Yoda out.
I would say Yoda, and I would say, well, I'm a big Qui-Gon.
I was going to say, Qui-Gon came to mind.
Qui-Gon was,
we see
was Qui-Gon
came
does,
to mind.
Mess things
but
up.
We see him doing a really good job with Qui-Gon. A young,
also, who
irritable
his?
Obi-Wan at the time.
Think That's of
true.
This, too.
And him saying,
think of this. I don't know Qui-Gon's entire track record, but Yoda, Dooku turned bad.
That's right.
Kenobi,
that's
Anakin
what,
turned back.
That's what
Qui-Gon,
I'm getting at.
Kenobi, true, through and through.
All the way through.
That's true.
And although,
then what does Qui-Gon get as a thank you?
The Jedi who instructed me. He says that Yoda trained.
That's right.
Him.
Yeah,
he
gets
throws
no
it
credit.
He says nothing about it.
Could it be argued
like, want you? I do not. He's like, I don't claim you.
Claim you? I do
not. Could we argue that Anakin is the greatest Jedi master teacher ever? Because we have Ahsoka.
That's
Ahsoka
true.
Ahsoka is
solid.
He taught her even through his flaws.
Yeah.
And she recognized that.
We are what they grow beyond. They are what we grow beyond. Something about that.
That's
hey,
true.
It's open. The pointlesspodcast.com is available. Should I get it?
Oh, get it.
$15.
We could just change the name of this show.
The Pointless Podcast.
I like this. The Pointless Podcast. And that is not Star Wars related.
That's
just
anyway.
Anything.
Yeah.
The image is just, our thumbnail is just a dull pencil. It's pointless.
It's pointless.
It's every version of things that have
every
no point.
Version. Yeah. This is, now I'm thinking.
A dull
now it's like
pencil.
It's like a Mr. Great. Rogers. This is a ball. And it's like just showing people like this is round. And I'm very soothing to listen to, and he's showing all this. It's just like
it's
a child's
Bob Ross.
The rule
this
would
is
be,
Bob Ross. This
be
is
awesome.
Then you're gonna dab some blues.
Would it be possible?
A couple of things up here. That's nice.
That's a
happy little cloud.
Yeah, that's a
is it possible for us to do another podcast and not talk about Star Wars? Would that even be?
Ooh.
We couldn't put that rule in place. That would be the.
Yeah,
that would
be
the rule.
We're not allowed.
I don't know. We do a good job not talking Star Wars on here.
That's true.
Maybe the only problem is we just need to switch the title of these two shows.
That's it.
This is the Pointless Podcast.
This is.
The
this
other
is
show,
it.
We're going to be so dialed in on not talking about Star Wars that we're going to come
script.
With our best material.
Just
a script.
We'll follow
come with
that
a script.
Guy.
We'll
be Last Jedi every week.
That'd be awesome.
This last, that's true.
The Rian Johnson
that's
Podcast.
Great.
Oh, my goodness.
Parentheses, Rian Johnson is never here because he doesn't know who we are.
And,
headline, local Scranton newspaper.
This will be
hosted by Tobey Maguire.
Vincent said, "Vincent said, I don't want Bad Batch to end. It's such a good show, yeah.
Oh, man.
I know it's never going to happen, but I want a Star Wars A Force Unleashed 3. Oh, a game, yeah.
That might. That could.
They could. Yeah, I don't know if Disney will do that or not.
Maybe they could pull stuff.
Sam Witwer, they got him, they so yeah. maybe. Yeah. Let's see. It says, but Uncle hasn't been granted the rank of Master. He said Uncle, but he meant Anakin, I guess.
Ooh.
I guess Uncle hasn't been granted the rank of Master.
I have not.
It's unfair.
It's unfair.
I love
Obi-Wan. He's holding me back.
Because of Obi-Wan.
Because of Obi-Wan.
You against me.
Because of what you've done.
That's my
because
Padme.
Because of Obi-Wan.
That's really good Padme. The Ray. The squeaky Ray.
I teared up.
I can't do it.
It's good.
I don't have a Ray. I have a really good Mon Mothma.
I'm waiting. I'm waiting.
Many Balthans died to bring us this data.
Oh,
where's my
this w- is
Mon Mothma is the female mini-me. Many Balthans died.
Dr.
Evil,
died to bring
me this information.
Information.
Lower the globe.
Death Star.
Lower the globe.
Sharks with freaking laser beams attached to their heads.
Yes. I have
oh my
to like,
what
finish
is
the
happening?
Podcast without mentioning quickly that Matt, our older brother, for those who are not familiar with the podcast, even if you are familiar with the podcast, we don't really talk about him that much. We have an older brother. I don't know where this is going. But we do talk about him.
That's it.
But
where can they
we
find
actually
us?
Mentioned last we mentioned last podcast that he and I had written a bunch of stories growing up. He had brought up today. Because he's in town. He brought up a couple of stories. He wrote one story for actually school in third grade, and he was recalling a lot of it to me, and that was really funny. But I'll save it so he can actually – he's going to try to find it and read it on the podcast.
Oh, that's awesome.
If he can find it. All right. But he was talking recently about his pitch for a show. He said I needed to mention this on the show just to give a little tease. He can give more in depth. But he said what he wants to see is – a Better Call Saul style show focusing around Lobot.
Oh,
and
Lobot.
He said, imagine.
It's an interesting idea because
he said,
he's back there.
Yeah.
On all
he
this
said,
stuff.
Imagine the show starts, Better Call Saul style, Slippin' Jimmy. We see a little bit of his past. And you see Donald Glover, Lando, that type of. And Lando's just kind of playing craps. And who's the head of the casino? A young Lobot who is not lobotomized. He is Mr. Smooth. He is Danny Ocean. Like he is like Mr. Cool. And we don't know what happened. He's
the
now now they cut to him or turn and he cut to him and he's just going. And they're like,
he's
literally
just
someone
controlled.
Lobotomized him. We don't know. We know he's been through this tragedy. We don't know what happened. Matt also said it's technically kind of the story of Hector Salamanca.
Right.
That's true. Eventually he's going to get to it. Ding, ding, ding. Just ringing the bell. But that's the Lobot story. So I had to tease that for anyone who wants a Lobot. Because
all this big
backstory.
Stuff happens.
Hey, that could be in Lando. Apparently that's still in the works.
Happens around him.
Yes.
Yeah.
You can't
Lando,
tell me. He's...
Lando's show is apparently still in the works.
Is
or it? Movie. Yeah. Donald Glover was talking about it.
He'd say it's a matter of like scheduling
just,
and stuff.
Yeah, Kathy said too. It's just a matter of Donald Glover's scheduling and stuff like that. And so. We could get a Lobot.
I saw a quote today. You see, Taika had a Hollywood Reporter interview that came out today.
No, he doesn't do those.
He had a couple of quotes talking about Star Wars and how he's very much still writing the script to the Star Wars thing, and he's very excited because he has a great idea for it. It's just he's struggling with figuring out what the middle is.
That's what he said.
I almost died laughing.
Did he not realize
he said,
the Star Wars fans and what they'll do with that quote?
I have to pull up the exact quote because it actually
made me. I
got a
great start and a great finish.
Listen to this. This is,
don't know anything in between.
I have to pull up the exact quote because
that's the commentary. Look, you can look for that. The commentary for The Return of the Jedi, George is on there. He's like, I had the whole thing with Luke and, Emperor.
Goodness.
And I had to come up with a bunch of stuff for the beginning. That's how we got Jabba the Hutt. That's what he said.
Yeah, he really.
Is.
Yeah,
had to come up with a bunch of stuff for the beginning.
I'm gonna pull up.
That's
this
why we're
on
Tatooine
Twitter.
For the first third of the movie. He literally said, I had to come up with a bunch of stuff.
Okay, here's, this is great.
Crazy.
Here's the full quote. He remains very excited about telling his Star Wars story. I've got a really good idea for it. It's just as with all films, it's this middle part. You're like, what's going to happen? And then you look at all those films that are so great. You're like, well, I guess they can't meet some smuggler with an alien sidekick. End of quote. Like, this is great. This is a great idea. Having trouble that it's not just becoming Han and Chewie. Like, I'm not sure what this is talking
right.
about.
I can't help but wonder if that's just Taika's comedy. Like, he knows what he's saying. He's just messing with people.
Right. Yeah, that's.
I'd have to see his delivery.
I thought that was still part of the first act.
He said that.
What do I know?
Said it's got a really good idea for it.
He did ask Natalie Portman if she was ever in Star Wars.
He did.
Or ever be interested. So
that's true.
That's great.
I thought that was funny.
He should cast her.
She would be good in a movie.
She's never been asked to come back.
I mean, if you
that's
ask
true.
Her.
Vincent even said something about it here.
Taika asked her to come back.
Yeah, Taika
that long
asked
ago.
True.
He thought, she just, he, thought he was asking her for the first time.
For the first time.
To join the universe.
Yeah.
Come back to Star Wars again.
For the first time.
See it again. For the first time.
That's it.
Yeah, that's it right
just
there.
Just when he thought it was safe to go back in space. I don't think that was the right back in the water.
Oh, this man. Is like anything else, chat? Anything else you guys want to see before we wrap it up? Any Star Wars project,
please
story,
don't say
character?
Star Wars guys whether, on YouTube.
Yeah.
Please
a certain
not.
Game you want made, a certain story you want told, character,
hey, the
movie.
Sith, man, the Sith video game, horror game would be fantastic.
Ooh.
That would be perfect. That'd
Jedi
because
cool.
they could
order.
Do it.
You can do it. In a video game, you can.
Just make a Sith.
Yeah. That's different than Disney going, we're putting all of our money behind.
True.
Behind the Sith right. massacring a planet. Like you're like, well, that happens in a lot of the stuff, but showing it even more.
You are journeying to the dark side. It's Diablo 4.
Oh, Diablo,
you're the Sith.
Terpy said, Taika should do something similar to Spaceballs. I can't stand his work with serious stories.
Spaceballs. Oh, man.
That would be funny.
Spaceballs!
He does keep his comedy in a lot of his stuff.
Although JoJo Rabbit. We talked.
Although Star Wars is
comedic. In defense
of Taika,
because I love Thor Ragnarok. Yeah. I really love JoJo Rabbit, especially for what my expectations
JoJo
were
Rabbit
coming
is.
Yeah, that was
so
surprising.
And then we also have to remember that George came up with Darth Icky.
Darth Icky.
And we have to, all these things are in balance. Like, George came up with the idea for Star Wars in general, the Force, the Jedi, all that.
Yeah.
It also suggested, after coming up with Darth Icky, that Darth Insanius would be a good name
would
as well.
Would be a good backup
so,
name.
So, we're not all perfect. I'm not even saying that those are bad choices. It's just, it's a choice.
It's a choice.
It's a choice.
Yeah.
So, as Larry David would say, that's pretty good. I don't know.
Yeah.
So, there's a lot to be
Republic.
Excited about, though.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's also so much that's actually coming out.
Yeah. That's true.
That's
a lot
exciting.
Of the stuff that I've been wanting.
We talked about
this. They're announcing.
Like
it.
I would have said, I want to see the origins of the Jedi. Boom. Mm-hmm. We got that coming. I'd like to see something.
Continue the story.
High
Boom.
Republic. Well, that's Acolyte. We got the end of the High Republic era.
True.
All right. I do want to see some Plagueis.
Eventually. I would love to see some Plagueis.
That'd be cool.
He's just such a big figure.
Plagueis. I want Plagueis with a round head.
Plagueis. You imagine they do a Plagueis and then the big story is just that's not my Plagueis.
That's too Plagueis. Flat.
That's not my cavy.
His head's too round.
Oh my
yeah.
god.
That's not my cavy.
This is I think this
I would like
fun
some
one.
Plagueis, that'd be cool.
Yeah. I would like to do more impressions. I'm just saying what I'd like. No.
Like, right
like
now?
Here you go.
No, I don't
right
know.
Right now?
No, I'd like, I would
I would like to do
we
the
did
Pointless
a good,
Podcast.
Like, 10 Excuse minute, me. We did a 10-minute bit of doing former presidents on here. We're just doing, well, it started with accordion, and then it was him saying you're a nasty person, and it was this whole thing, and then for some reason Wild Bill came up. It's always just on the verge of like a voice crack. He's just so excited. I don't even know. I just love it. Hillary's not around. It's just going.
Hillary's
I don't
not around. I just love it.
I love it.
Oh, man.
Oh, boy.
Man. There you
man,
have it.
You got to have someone to reel you in. And so I, Nate, let the people know where they can find us.
Here on YouTube.
Right here.
Right here.
And thepointlesspodcast.com coming soon.
I
think it's a
great. He bought the
so
the domain name.
Pointless Podcast.
It's thepointlesspodcast.
.com.
Hey.
That's how we do it.
This guy, he can't stop.
We
just got to cut him off.
Oh, and now he goes back to Johnny Carson. Now Johnny Carson spazzing out.
That's why Joe said that.
Yeah.
He was talking about trying to get more control of the mics.
That's true.
Start off because he wants to be able to just, like.
That's right.
He said control. He wanted to get more control of mic.
Hey, there you have it. Thanks for tuning in. We're cutting him off. He can't be stopped.
That's the end of the
Thanks for tuning in. You can reach out to us on Instagram. That's at Star Wars Guys Pod. If you made it this far, for whatever reason, don't forget to like, subscribe, share the podcast with a friend. We'll catch you guys next time. Smash the notification bell. We'll catch you next time. And as always, may the Force be with you.
No way. Now I'm Jimmy Fallon, and I'm excited. No way. That's unbelievable.
Old Hayden Christensen. I'm not really sure why I'm here, but I love Star Wars.
Star Wars.
Yeah,
I don't
that's
like
all.
If you made it this far and you enjoyed that episode, don't forget to like, subscribe, and tell a friend about us here at Star Wars Guys. Your support is much appreciated, and it never goes unnoticed. We'll see you all in the next episode.